Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Ganito nagsimula ang isang eksena mula sa pelikulang 2001 A Space Odyssey ni Stanley Kubrick na kung saan si HAL 9000, isang siyentipikong artipisyal na katilinuhan, ay bumaling sa mga tao. Ito ay mula sa hindi totoong siyensya sa ngayon. Subalit ang AI at robots na kasama na natin ngayon sa ating pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay ay maaaring kakaunti na lamang ng panahon upang ito ay maging katotohanan. Si Toby Walsh, isang professor ng Artificial Intelligence sa University of New South Wales at NICTA, ang Australian Information and Communications Technology Research Center of Excellence. Sinabi niya na marami sa atin ang gumagamit na ng artificial na intelihensya araw-araw.
Anyone using a smartphone who is using Siri or the Microsoft equivalent and asking questions to your smartphone is using a bit of artificial intelligence. There's a very smart program there that is understanding your speech and then trying to answer your question in an intelligent way.
Gumagamit ang mga bangko ng sistemang AI upang sundan ang paggamit ng isang tao ng kanyang credit card sa paraang maaaring paghinalaan. Ang artificial intelligence ay tumutulong din sa mga piloto upang magpalipad ng eroplano. Kahit na ang mga walang nagmamanehong kotse ay kasalukuyang sinusubukan sa mga lansangan. Ngayon, ang mga AI ay mahusay lamang para sa isang trabaho, samantalang ang mga tao ay maaaring gumawa ng marami. Subalit sinasabi ng mga eksperto na hindi magtatagal at magkakaroon din tayo ng tinatawag na super intelligent computers katulad ni HAL. Si Professor Nick Bostrom ay isang pilosopo sa University of Oxford at autor ng librong Super Intelligence. Ipinaliwanag niya kung anong uri ng super intelligent si AI.
Basically, any AI that would dramatically outperform humanity in all practically relevant fields. I'm not focusing on domain-specific AIs, AIs that are just better at playing chess or just better at counting numbers, but AIs that have the same general purpose, smartness, the same powerful learning ability and planning ability that human brains have.
Sa ngayon, ang ganitong sistema ay wala pa sa palengke. Subalit sa pagpapatuloy ng pagpapalago ng AI ng malakihan, maaaring panahon lamang ang pumipigil dito.
It's true that we don't have any such systems today. I think though that they will be developed eventually, assuming sort of science and technology continue to progress, but that there is great uncertainty as to the time scale for this. It's been a goal since the beginning of artificial intelligence, the field, to create thinking machines, and researchers have been plugging along on this problem for a number of decades, and I think they will continue to do so until finally the goal is reached.
Sinasabing imposibleng hulaan kung gaano katagal bago magkaroon ng super intelligent computers. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Toby Walsh na ang ordinaryong tagal ay aabutin ng 40 taon.
People have been predicting superhuman intelligence for computers for some time now, and I think if you ask the experts in the field, they'll still say it's 30 or 40 years away. So we still have some time before we have to think about these issues.
Sumang-ayon si Professor Bostrom na ito ay malamang na mangyari sa lalong madaling panahon, hindi nga lamang alam kung kailan ang eksaktong araw.
I think some number of decades seems like a vague but plausible statement to make. It could happen in the next century, but I think there is a real chance it could happen within the lifetime of a lot of people alive today and listening to this program.
Ang isang makinang super intelligent ay may kapangyarihang lutasin ang maraming problema ng katauhan. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Walsh kung bakit ang pagyakap sa pagsusuring AI ay mahalaga.
There's certainly a huge number of problems that face society today, global warming, increasing population, increasing inequality in society, the global financial crisis. All of these things that are stressing the planet could be tackled if we actually made better decisions, if we had computers to help us make better decisions.
Sa kabila nito, ang super intelligence ay masyado ding malakas at ito ay maaaring maging panganib ayon kay Professor Bostrom.
I think there is significant existential risk associated with this transition to the machine intelligence era. There are threats that could jeopardize the survival of our species, our human values. Intelligence is a very powerful thing, and something that was far more intelligent than we humans are potentially could be a great threat to humanity. unless it is very carefully designed so as to be aligned with our values, so as to be on our side.
Kung ang isang makina ay mas malakas kaysa sa tao sa lahat ng bagay, bakit kailangan itong utusan pa? Sa halip, maaari itong magdesisyon sa sarili na maaaring makasama sa planeta. Kung sinuswerte tayo, maaari tayong buhayin bilang parang alagang hayop. Si Professor Mary Ann Williams ay isang roboticist sa University of Technology, Sydney, na kung saan siya ang namamahala sa Magic Lab. Sinabi niya na ang robot ay hindi ayon sa sinasabi ng science fiction. Sila ay tunay at makikita ngayon ng totoo.
Essentially, a robot is a computer that can make decisions using sensors and can undertake real physical work. And that's what separates a robot from computers on the internet.
Mahalagang siguruhin natin na ang mga tao at robots ay nagkakasundo. Ayon kay Professor Williams, ito ang larangan ng robotics na ipinopokus ngayon.
In my lab, we've decided to focus on social robotics because it's the future. Robots are entering society and the workplace increasingly, and we need smarter technologies to govern them and to allow them to reach their full capability. So if they can make smarter decisions using the knowledge that they have and the data that they can collect, then that's going to be a better outcome for not just industry but also society.
Maraming maaaring paggamitan ng mga robots ngayon, lalo na sa mga robots na kasama ng programa upang matulungan ang mga kabataang may autismo upang matuto. Ang mga kamay ng robots ay tumutulong ding gumawa ng mahihirap na kilos para sa mga doktor habang nag-oopera. Sa mga pabrika, ang mga robot ay pumapalit na sa mga trabahador sa asemblya. Sa totoo, ang robots ay kumukuha na ng trabaho natin. Noong Hunyo, isang malaking ulat ng seda ang nagsabi na sa susunod na 10 hanggang 15 taon, halos 40% ng mga trabaho sa Australia ay mawawala na dahil sa pag-usad ng teknolohiya. Itinutulad ito ni Professor Toby Walsh mula sa UNSW sa nakaraang Industrial Revolution. Ipinaliwanag din niya na walang trabaho ang ligtas.
Any job you can think of can in some way be automated. And it used to be we were thinking that it was the more manual jobs, the building cars in factories, that were the jobs that the robots were going to take off. Now it's increasingly likely that some of the middle class jobs, the jobs that we thought that we would go to university and make ourselves safe to, are being automated. Lawyers, accountants, doctors, and so on. Their jobs will also be increasingly automated.
Kahit na mga manunulat ay hindi ligtas at maaaring nakabasa kayo ng mga ulat pinansyal o palakasan na tinipon ng makina. Sa kabila nito, sa panahon ng pagpapatuloy ng paglago ng mga robot, may mga bagong trabaho ang lumalabas. Sinabi ni Professor Williams na ito ay hindi masamang kaganapan.
They will continue to push into the workplace and increasingly we'll see them going up the value chain, displacing people, but they'll also be creating new kinds of work that we haven't even thought about, and they'll be creating new jobs for people. It is well known that technology advances are essentially good for society. They allow us to be more innovative, and they also allow people to do more interesting kinds of work. And people are very adaptable.
Kung naghahanap kayo ng ibang profesyon, maaaring hindi simple ang pagpipilian ninyo sa mga darating na dekada.
I think it's something that we all need to think about, because we all need to think about the nature of our employment, the nature of our children's employment, what we should be doing to make ourselves future-proof.
Maaari tayong gumamit ng robot upang maglinis ng sahig at mag-iwan ng ilang panahon upang makasama ang ating mga anak. Subalit may madilim na bahagi sa teknolohiyang ito. Ang mga automated machines katulad ng robot ay ginagamit na din sa giyera. Ito ay nagdadala ng malaking pagkabahala sa mga ekspertong katulad ni Toby Walsh.
Killer robots is an area where we have to worry about very quickly. There is already a campaign at the United Nations to introduce a moratorium, a ban on killer robots. I would be surprised if in the next 2 or 3 years there wasn't some sort of ban put in place, and I think that is needed and that is very timely. Killer robots are going to take many forms. Drones is one of them. Autonomous vehicles driving around with machine guns strapped on them is another, but also there's going to be killer submarines. I mean, almost all forms of warfare will be touched by this.
Samantala, sinasabi naman ni Professor Mary Ann Williams ng UTS na may mga ibang bagay na dapat ikabahala.
Of course, killer robots are super dangerous. I mean, a robot walking around with a gun or any kind of weapon is very, very threatening and also very, very real. In terms of perspective, I think there are much more serious concerns about advanced technologies, and many of them are around privacy. The NSA is far more dangerous than killer robots. I mean, it is extraordinary that an organization like the NSA would know more about Australian citizens than their own government.
Mula sa pagiging alipin ng mga super intelligent computers hanggang sa pagpatay ng mga robots, ang kinabukasan ay may kasamang panganib. Subalit habang kumikilos tayo mula sa science fiction patungo sa katotohanan, may mga pag-asang sa susunod na 40 taon ang ating lipunan ay gaganda dahil sa teknolohiya.
Robotics is a very exciting area because it provides a way for us to understand ourselves, understand the way our brain works, the way we make decisions, and it also provides hints to a lot of the old philosophical problems around humans on the planet and how we evolved. So we're finding all kinds of insights that allow us to understand ourselves better. That's what gets me very, very excited. And I think in the long run, robots and advanced technologies will transform society and make it, you know, more free and more fair.